Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The reports from this whole thing with Dwayne Haskins, the whole thing just seems very shady to me. It seems very sketchy. It just does. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Haskins and his wife or fiance or whatever she is are both have put on Instagram that you can't believe everything that you read. The problem is what we're reading are police reports, you know, people reporting on what the police reports are saying. So I'm not sure what they mean by that. You know, the wife is the one that got arrested and charged with domestic battery. It says that Dwayne Haskins suffered some sort of facial injury, but I don't know. The more I read about this, the more shady it just seems to me. And then Haskins, if you read what he actually said, or in a statement, I guess it was on Instagram maybe or something, he basically says he doesn't even remember the incident. I mean, here's what bothers me about people that are, you know, people are basically in a place where everything has to be black and white all the time, and there's no in between. And I'm going to tell you, I just look at it like this. She told, you know, the wife told the police, according to the report, that Dwayne Haskins got into a fight with his friend and not her. She could not remember who, if anyone, had battered her. And then you read what he said. And he said basically that, you know, he wasn't sure who punched him either. So my point is, you know, at the end of the day, this is this kind of situation that you have to really, if you're the Steelers, fully get to the bottom of. I mean, you took, you know, a guy who was on thin ice, you took a shot at him, you gave him a chance, obviously. Maybe a lot of other teams weren't going to give him. And then this happens, and you just kind of have to wonder, okay, what's next? And to me, you know, in some ways, it screams out that they understand that he is in, you know, a situation where he can't get into trouble anymore, can't have any issues anymore. And as a result, she might be taking the fall for him. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but anybody that acts like they definitively know what happened here is just lying to themselves. And it's hilarious to me, you know, some of the typical Steelers apologists, some of the guys that carry the water for the team, you know, because they also make extra money on, you know, doing stuff on the radio network and doing, you know, freelance stuff. They don't ever want to, you know, irritate the home team. You know, they're out and they're basically, you know, scolding anybody who suggests that, you know, Dwayne Haskins might, you know, that the Steelers might have to look into what Dwayne Haskins did here. again, it could 100% be that he is just a guy, that he's just a guy who, you know, was in the wrong place at the wrong time and maybe, you know, got into an argument or a fight or whatever. But the whole thing to me, until we know all the facts, I'm not sure how we could sit here and say what he did was right or wrong. But it feels to me like the facts of this thing are going to come out and we'll have a better feel for it. But if you're Haskins, you couldn't afford to have something like this happen. And that's where the discussion becomes when you are somebody who is on thin ice. When you are somebody that are on, you know, that is down to your last strike. When you're somebody who has gotten a second, third, fourth chance. When you are, you know, in that situation, you can't necessarily afford to have anything go wrong or whatever. You just can't. Period. And so if it turns out that, you know, he absolutely didn't do anything wrong, you know what? More power to him. And guess what? He really dodged the bullet. He really dodged the bullet 100% because it could have been really bad. It could have been the end of his career. And I don't think people really fully grasp that. So he needs to make sure that, you know, he keeps his nose clean. Again, if I was in his situation, I would not be in a situation where I am. I would not be in a situation where I am in a place that I could get into trouble or something could go wrong or whatever. If I was down to my last chance, I'll be honest with you, I would have stayed in the house, would have done very little. I would have, you know, gone out and worked out. I would have come into training camp ready. I'd have come into training camp ready to compete, focused, and all that other stuff. So that's what it comes down to, you know, to me. It just, to me, is always, you know, when you are a guy who's had problems, you've got to make sure that you are keeping your nose clean and not putting yourself in a situation where, you know, you are basically vulnerable to whatever happens. That's the big thing to me. And I think that's the larger discussion. I mean, the facts of the case, nobody knows the facts of the case. And anybody that claims they do, I think is lying to themselves. And I feel like, you know, if you don't understand that, I can't help you, really. But you're lying to yourself if you don't believe that there's probably more to this story. There probably is more to this story. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's good or bad for Dwayne Haskins, but to me, that's the thing that you have to, you know, take a look at is why would he actually even put himself in this situation knowing that he's on his last legs? Anyway, we got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.